From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. On any given day, toward the north edge of the University of Missouri campus, you might see kids playing, students walking to class, or even Columbia residents doing Tai Chi. But what many people might not know is how this beloved green space, Peace Park, first got its name. KBIA's Nate Brown has the story.
For many students at the University of Missouri in Columbia, the four-acre park on the northern edge of campus, called Peace Park, it's a place of reflection or relaxation, or for many students, like Brendan Durbin, a shortcut.
I walk past it at least once a week to come through here to go to where I intern at downtown. And it's always really nice to walk through, especially the little creek over there.
Durbin is a senior and chief justice of MSA, the Missouri Students Association, and he says the creek is his favorite part of the park.
Especially if it's rained recently and it's sunny out, because then you can see the rushing water, and it's always a really calming place to observe.
The park, which is formerly known as McAllister Park, is the oldest undisturbed piece of land on the Columbia campus. And for alumni, like Dan Vietz, it's also sacred ground. In the late 60s and early 70s, McAllister Park was a place of protest and a place of remembrance. In 1969, more than 8,000 miles away, the United States was waging war in Vietnam. Students at MU and other colleges were protesting the war, including students at Kent State University, on May 4th, 1970, when the Ohio National Guard opened fire.
I can remember getting up that morning and picking up the Missourian and seeing students killed at Kent State. And I thought, damn, they're killing us now. I mean, and I think that's how everybody reacted. It's us. They're killing us. They're killing us for protesting against the war.
And just a week or so later, two students, one high school, one college, were killed during anti-war protests at Jackson State, a historically black college in Mississippi. Beat says the flurry of college protests that led to these deaths came after it was discovered that the Nixon administration had been secretly bombing Cambodia.
And the war was unpopular to begin with, but that revelation really set a lot of people off. So we had literally thousands of people on the quadrangle for a few days there.
The war continued, and a year later, Vietz, who was now co-chair of the Student Mobilization Committee on campus, helped plan a day of remembrance for the students killed at Kent State and Jackson State. According to the Maneater, the student newspaper at Mizzou, a May 5th march through campus in downtown Columbia would end at none other than McAllister Park, or as the students now called it,
this place will be known as Peace Park from here on.
Vietz says they also dedicated a memorial, a large stone peace symbol, that remains there to this day. He and other students still visit to maintain the site, to plant new flowers, and repaint the names of the students killed in May 1970. And he's been speaking with others about returning to Peace Park next month to commemorate the 51st anniversary of Kent State and the 50th anniversary of the renaming of the park. But he worries, as there's a bit of competition for May 4th.
You know, May the 4th has taken on another connotation in recent years. As you may know, it is Intergalactic Star Wars Day. So I'm afraid more people know it as May the 4th be with you than May the 4th Kent State. You know? But we need to remind people of this history. It'll go away if us old-timers don't remind people of it.
And nearly 50 years later to the day, Vietz is again organizing an event to honor those lost at Kent and Jackson State. Tomorrow, May 1st. In Peace Park at 2 p.m. For KBIA, I'm Nate Brown.